Victor Alpha 7, Foxtrot Tango Echo.
V7, Foxtrot Tango Echo. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. Sir, I went to get my hair cut and I missed the answer to the question. Can you repeat the answer to the question?
We had only one question today and I had to put it. The question was, who is Jake Angeli? And he, of course, with his horns on his head and his red paint, marching through the halls of Congress, is the QAnon shaman.
Well, Brian, I never would have gotten that one, but thanks for sharing. 73.
Okay, well, great to hear from you, Brian. Thanks so much for the check-in, and 73 to you.
Thanks, Brian, for that trivial pursuit. And if I'd be lying through my teeth if I said, oh, of course, I should have remembered that. But no, I had no clue.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everybody. I thought, you know, for sure, you know, I'll put this one out first because everybody will get that. Everybody remembers him, you know, marching. I think he even had a little trident there. Marching through the halls of Congress, what was it, 3-4 years ago, and surely everybody will know.
Well, I do now, but for how long I'll remember it, I don't know, but I guess that's why they call it Trivial Pursuit. I do remember that game, Trivial Pursuit, with those cards. Years ago we used to get the 6-pi.
I have never actually played Trivial Pursuit, so I don't know anything about the game itself. It's just I thought, you know, we've done some of these before here, you know, with people who have had their 15 minutes of fame, and I actually have no experience with the game.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, that goes back some time ago, I guess, back in the 80s. I guess the Oh, there was the Millennium Edition, it was called. Well, there was a few others, but the same idea. They used to get this large, I guess, inch and a half disc, and you put all these little pies in there, they're called, just to make up a pie, I guess, 6 slices. But it was an interesting game. And some of the questions on there were exactly that, Trivial Pursuit. It was some interesting questions. Anyway, a very good afternoon, or very good morning to you there, Brian. I'm rushing the gun here. And good morning to Janet.
Great to hear from you, Todd, and enjoy your day out there in the island. Sure, good to smell that sea air there, and enjoy the day. 73.
Yeah, when the tide's out, it'll be kind of nice. And I should have said recheck, sorry. Anyway, good afternoon, or good, here I did it again. Good morning to everyone, 73, the E7 Gulf, Rob Washer. And yes, it does look like it's going to be another sunny day, by the way.
Here, I would like to thank all 145 people that checked in this morning. Look forward to hearing from many of you tomorrow. A good morning also to our scanner listeners, those on the internet modes. This is VE7, Charlie Tango Hotel, closing the Rainbow Country Net. The time is now 10:33, and I am returning the repeater to general use. 7-3, everybody.
7-3, Brian. Good morning to you and Janet. And it looks like the sunglasses weather over this way. And I'm up to, 15 degrees so far. The 7 Gulf Pro Washer going clear.
VE7CTH. Brian, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Yes, go ahead, Shannon.
Well, I'm just sitting here with Mirabella, and we're talking about solar flares and solar activity, and I'm not the best at explaining it, but I was wondering if you know anything about the current solar weather, if there's any technical knowledge you can impart at all for us.
Yo, a great website to go to is called spaceweather.com. And they have kind of like all of the numbers there. I'm just calling it up here. Just looking here. Yeah, just call up spaceweather.com. You can see a lot of the numbers there.
Okay, yeah, maybe we'll check that out when we're near a computer. Yeah, I just, I'm not very familiar with all of it, and so I wasn't really able to explain fully about solar flares and why that affects communications on Earth and that kind of thing. But she was just wondering about ham radio, and I shared with her that the population of the Metro Vancouver area is 3.1 million people, and they're all relying on cell phones and internet, and there's a possibility that if there's a solar storm big enough and strong enough, that could go down temporarily.
Yeah, we certainly don't have that condition now. So what happens is there's cooler spots on the sun called sunspots, and they kind of look blackish to us because they're just slightly cooler than the surrounding area. And then there's kind of hotter areas, which are called solar flares. And usually the sun puts out ultraviolet light is the key here, and that makes propagation good. So the ultraviolet light hits the top of our atmosphere, the ionosphere, and that makes radio propagation. However, if you have a lot of magnetic activity on the sun, especially magnetic fields with turmoil in them, as sometimes happens now for 40 meters or whatever, then the propagation is not so good because the sun's sending out a lot of electrons and positively charged particles, and they cause havoc with communication.
Okay, yeah, that's a much better explanation than anything I was able to offer, so thanks for that. And yeah, sounds like trying to remember your dog's name, is it Suki? Is welcoming a visitor or something, so I should probably let you go, but I'll have to bug you about that again on a Thursday evening. All right, well, thanks, Brian, VE7CTH, VA7SKS.
Okay, well, great to hear from you, and a big hello to Mirabella as well, and hope she gets her ham ticket really soon and has some fun there. Our dog, insects, squirrels, mice, whatever, it barks at it. 73V7CTH.
DA7.